Love Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. We bless the Lord and welcome to Love Talk Radio, the Divine Connection. Father, this heaven, we pray God blessings upon you on this new day. It may be raining and a little bit storming outside, but nothing serious right now. So we're going to go on forward and give God glory and praise until he tells us otherwise. So we thank God for a new day, a new week, a new opportunity. We give him praise and another opportunity. If there's anything that's not in our lives lining up with the word of God, and we have another opportunity to repent. But most of all, we want to give praise and honor to Jesus Christ, our Savior Lord, and we praise God for his goodness, renewed mercies every morning for grace. What a wonderful God we serve. We bless him and thank him for all his great and mighty acts. I want to be to a place that we can be able to have that mindset to bless the Lord at all times. And let praise continue to come forth out of our mouth to glorify and magnify him. He's so worthy. When we think of his goodness and most of all salvation and the things he done brought us through and brought us out of, we should not, glory God, have any problem giving him glory and praise. But, of course, our adversary that we have to contend with daily, but the great one is on the inside of us, but we still have that challenge that we got to press and pursue to make sure that we're giving God what rightly due him. So we thank God, glory to God, that he blessed us with these spiritual gifts and the Holy Spirit and his word and also a mind to give praise and some things we can praise our way through, renewing our minds through his word, giving good and good, and knowing that he is a good God. He's exceptional, magnificent. Oh, he's omnipresent. He's, glory to God, a God of opportunity, a God, glory to God, that will come in and comfort and lead and guide us, a God, that, glory to God, that will forgive us, a God, glory to God, that make provisions for us, a God that bless and give us desires of our heart when we delight in him and put him first. Oh, so many benefits in serving him, praise God. So, Lord, help us the more to learn to bless you and to learn to rejoice in you, because our joy, the Lord, is our strength. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So we want to learn to rejoice and glory to God, not allow the oppression, the depression, the suppression, the things that the enemy is bringing to the table or bringing, glory to God, out in the atmosphere, whatever. We want to glorify and magnify you and learn to pray one for another and esteem others more highly than ourselves. Give God praise, glory to God, for every opportunity he even allow us to breathe and glory to God to be able to have health. And even if it may not be the best being manifested now, but he already said by his stripes we were healed. So it's already been done at Calvary. We just got to bind the hand of the enemy that comes to steal and try to kill and destroy that God said we're to have. So he even told us even the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God, but we're going to have to learn how to wait on the Lord and let him fight our battles and know that vengeance is the Lord, praise God, not ours. And we just want to offer ourselves up at that sacrifice that he said, which is our reasonable service, a living sacrifice, remembering that we are bought with a price, no more our own, and we belong to him. Praise God. It's the prayer warriors coming on. Bless the Lord. I'm going to read this. They say faith confession daily, but it's something to encourage our heart daily and have our mind focused on to give God his praise and glory and be thankful. So I'm going to read that, and then we're going to get ready to open up for prayer. Praise the Lord. In Christ, I am anointed and powerful person of God. I am joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessing. If God be for us, who can be against us? I am blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessings on my storehouse. He has opened his good treasure, and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and provision. God is my refuge, my fortress. I am not afraid of the snares of the fowlers, nor evil shall befall me, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are hearing me up to, they are bearing me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. As declared in Psalms 91, 1 Peter 2 and 9 established, I am chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a peculiar person called out of darkness into the marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, 24 states, I have been healed by his stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infections, grow out, arthritis, glory to God, anything, glory to God, and lupus, whatever, these diseases, glory to God, hallelujah, no other diseases cannot enter into my body. I am without spot or blemish, an intercessor, the righteous of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rise up against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness from me, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that those may prosper in the love of Jerusalem, and that the peace will be within them, and prosperity in the house, according to Psalms 122:6-9. We pray, glory to God, for Israel. And Father, we come before you now giving thanks for this new day, and thank you for your good and mighty grace and mercy every day that's been bestowed upon us. We thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord God, for glory at the peace of God, the joy of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing power of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a mindset to want to serve you. We thank you, glory to God, that we are the head and not the tail, and the above and not the knee. No matter what the circumstances look like, we decree and declare what your word says, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us for every offense against your word. Give us a mindset to do as you said. Pray without ceasing. Pray one for another. Bear one another burdens. Strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Help us to get to that point that we're not just a lip service people, that we will stand on your word and not be moved by what the adversary is doing. He will not dictate and manipulate us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, that we are more than a conqueror, and we are victorious in Christ Jesus and an overcomer. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come, glory to God, that sidetrack us or distort or try to infiltrate, glory to God, on the things that God has said, that we will have a mindset that we'll study your word and rightly devise your word and stand on your word and, glory to God, be a persistent and pursuing and persevering no matter what it looks like in the name of Jesus. You told us we can speak to this mountain, that we have that faith as a mustard seed. We can speak to it and it can be displaced, whatever that mountain is in our lives. So, God, I pray for encouragement and against, come against the power of discouragement. We come against the powers of, glory to God, that be that comes to bring challenges against the mind and cause chaos and confusion, have people doing all kind of hideous and crazy and bizarre things. All the satanic forces that are coming, glory to God, to bring murder and this no concern for life. God, we pray, glory to God, give these people a mind, glory to God, to be able to think clearly. Take out the spirit of glory to God, have their hearts so hardened from depression, oppression, and anger, and frustration, and bitterness, and prejudice, and all the various things that the enemy used, glory to God, to bring destruction and destroying, glory to God, lives, and trying to get them to a place where if they don't know God, they'll never come to know him. If they do know him, they'll have an excuse to try to make an excuse for them to fall and stumble and go to God and die before they get a chance to repent. God, we're praying against those that he has assigned to the lives of people for destruction and cause chaos and confusion in marriages and homes. We plead the blood of Jesus. We take authority over you, Satan, and bind you up and command you to loose from your assignment against these people. We're praying, glory to God, for to have mercy. Your mercy is renewed every morning, but we ask for even more mercy at these last days for the opportunity for people to give their lives unto you. We pray, glory to God, these for your prayer warriors, the intercessors, those, glory to God, that are standing in the gap and standing on the wall and being determined not to come down, giving them courage and encouragement to keep standing no matter what comes or what goes. Help them to keep the faith. Help us all to keep the faith. Pray, glory to God, for your help and your blessings, Lord, to strengthen us. And God, help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We need you, glory to God. We need your direction. We need your help. We need, glory to God, you like never before. So, God, we are thanking you, glory to God, that you've given us even the tools that we need to go through this land and this journey, glory to God, as well as having the armor of God and having, glory to God, the Holy Spirit. And glory to God, we got to be in a place that we are obedient. and not be a transgressor, but obedient to the will of the Lord, and not to try to sacrifice and other things when you're asking us to do something that we must follow through precisely. We need you, glory to God. And we ask you, Lord, to help us in this time, glory to God, where so much and many attacks are going on. But nevertheless, you're still God, still on the throne, still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we bless you today, and we thank you for so much that you've done and doing, and help us to build our relationship with you the more, so that we can love one another in the manner that you said we should. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Praise God. John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God. And we thank God again, even for our last encounter with the Lord and the prayer warriors, and even for the young lady that given her life unto the Lord. And we're still praying for young lady Erica, that she stand and hold on to the promise of the Lord, and the adversary would not trick her up and cause her to stumble and fall and to go back into darkness. But God, give her that strength to be an overcomer. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to ask Mother Alexander, praise God, to open us up for the next one for prayer tonight. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, thou art my God, and I will praise thee, Lord. I will exalt thee, oh, my God. You have been so good to us, Heavenly Father. So we give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we come today just to praise you, Lord, and to exalt you, Lord God, because without you, Lord, there is nothing. Oh, Father God, you see everything of every heart you know, Lord. There is nothing in the heart that you don't know and you don't see, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we need you today. Oh, Father God, so much evil and disadvantaged stuff is going on in the world today, Lord God. So many falling at the wayside, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together, Lord God, interceding for those we know and those we don't know, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, to continue to strengthen us day by day to continue to do your will, Lord God, and to do the things that is pleasing in your sight, Lord God. For Father God, you said in your word, pray for one another. You gave us the dominion, the authority, and the power to pray for those that is on the wayside, that is lost. Lord God, you gave us that power to do. Because according to your word, Lord God, you said pray for those that are lost. You said pray for our enemy. You said pray for our brothers and sisters. You said pray for those that is in authority. Pray for those that are sick, the prisoner. You tell us to pray, Lord. Help us to know, Lord God, that the prayer is in the power, Lord God. When we pray, we become stronger and we bring down walls. Oh, God, help us to see, Lord, that when we come together and pray, we break up the works of the enemy. Help us all to come to unity, Lord. Don't forget to assemble ourselves. That way we can bring down these principalities that come against the people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, thank you for goodness and mercy today, Lord God. Thank you for a prayer line that we continue to stand together, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the dominion and the authority that you gave your people, Lord God. You gave us every need we have to stand firm against the wiles of the enemy, Lord. Because according to the promise, Lord God, you said it in your word, Lord God. You said, we are overcomers in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you this morning. And I thank you, Lord God, for being a great deliverer, Father God, because your word is what we're standing on. Help us to continue to stand boldly on the promises that you gave us, Lord God. Help us to know that we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. There is nothing we cannot do when we stand on your word, Lord God, and be faithful. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. We pray for those that is falling weakly on the outside, Lord God. There's so many, Lord God, that the adversary come against, and they think that it's all over with. But, Lord God, your word said, we stand boldly if we pray and call on your name. Pray standing by faith. We will see, Lord God, the breakdown of these things. We will see it by faith to do the works. We will see it because according to your promise, Father God, you gave us the power to do greater works. Help us, Lord God, to be faithful and to stand boldly and do your will, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for mercy and grace today, Lord God. Ask your Heavenly Father to just touch these young people today, Lord God. Father, you see more than anything else. You see what's going on. We don't know the hearts of men, but we know you know everyone, Lord God. You see it and you know it, Lord God. So we come before you, Lord God, standing in the gap for these young people, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters, standing in the gap for those that we don't even know, Lord God. We ask you in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, to just have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. So many fights and so many distaste going on in the land between brothers and sisters today. Oh, God, help us to see, Lord God, that it's not, have none to do with our brother. It's have to do with the adversary that come against to keep separation. Help us, Lord God, to just don't quit to throw in the towel and say the sister do this or the brother do this. But just take a good look and see who is making this confusion. Who is bringing us against one another. Oh God, help us to be strong and to come back together, that we must know to assemble ourselves so we can be stronger in doing the things that you gave us to do, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to use our spiritual eyes to see all that is going on. That is not of you, Heavenly Father. These disobedient spirit. Oh, God, have mercy, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on your people, Lord God. Because, Lord, your word is what we're standing on. Your word said, Lord God, that if we ask, Lord God, whatever we ask, if we believe, Lord God, when we ask you, we shall receive it. Help us to stand boldly on your promises, Lord God. Help us to, when we speak in the authority that you gave us to do it, Lord God, because you already make a way for us. You already opened the door for us to stand boldly. Help us to stand, Lord God, and to believe in every word that you gave us, Lord God, because you said in your word, stay in that word day and night. Never let it leave us. And Lord God, we continue to come before you, Lord God, calling on your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, we know that you see it all. We know that you're a God that answers every prayer if we stand boldly and faithfully. Help us to stand, Lord God. Help us not to throw in the towel, not to give up. Stand boldly on your promises and keep our eyes on you. Because you are a deliverer, Lord God. We know you're the only provider, Lord God. You are the only way maker. You are the only healer, Lord God. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come boldly to the throne of grace, interceding for our brothers and sisters. Interceding, Lord God, for those that we know and those that we don't know. Oh God, have mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the only deliverer, the only provider, because according to your promise, Lord, you say in your word, you'll not keep nothing good from us. Help us to stand boldly and to be sincere in whatever we do, Lord God. Help us to continue to keep our mind on you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Thank you for how good you've been to us all, Lord God. Because you are the only way for us. Help us to see, Lord God, that you already paid the price for us. Help us to see, Lord God, that there is nothing else in this world more than you. You matter more than anything else. in this world and in the world to come is only you, Lord God. Help us to put our focus only on you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your word is the only thing that keep us, Lord God. Because I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are in the midst of each and every one of us. Because you said you never leave us, you never forsake us. Help us to focus only on the name of Jesus. And knowing that there is power in his name, when we call, you hear us. Help us to be faithful and stand firm, Lord God. That way we can see that you're still there. You never leave us. Help us to see that, Lord God. That we need to be stand faithful. Faithful. Oh, Father God. These things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand faithful. Faithful to do the things that you gave us to do. Faithful to be faithful to one another. Faithful, help us, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory to the Most High God. We bless the Lord. Praise God. If Evangelist Parker is up to it tonight, we definitely would like for her to cover this ground with God. We're dealing with prayerful this situation concerning this murderous spirit. Is this people are just some of the crimes that we're hearing, and it's on the rampage, but just getting closer and closer to the body of Christ. And even when you hear young ministers even getting caught up in the fact that they're getting involved in shooting someone, as well as all the other hideous crimes that are going on. So I would like for you to cover the prayers for the satanic forces that are coming forth, and also the ones with this drug traffic coming in, fine. But if you will cover those bases tonight, we certainly would appreciate if you will allow the Lord to use you to pray in that area.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for being who you are. Thank you for being King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and the great I Am, Father God. We just have so many things to be thankful for, Father God. We're meeting at the round table tonight, Father God, petitioning you. We're petitioning you to please put a covering on our young children, Father God, and on the parents of these young children, Father God, that's out here creating Halloween havoc, Father God. We ask that you cover them with the blood of the Lamb, Father God. Wash them, Father God. Cleanse their mind, their heart, their soul, their spirit, so they don't go looking for love in all the wrong places and all the wrong faces, Father God. People are losing their lives, Father God, and dropping like flies, Father God. They don't value life anymore, Father God, and you laid your life down to save us, Father God. So we need to be brought back to remembrance, John 3:16, Father God. We just need the youth of today to remember that although their parents may not be walking the walk and talking the talk, Father God, it is you that they need to please, Father God. Some of these parents are swaying away from the tree, Father God. They're not like a tree that's being planted by waters, Father God. They're leaving the children to pretty much raise themselves. And with that, the adversary is busy, Father God. He's playing on their minds, their hearts, and their souls, Father God. But one thing for certain, two things for sure, is you are ordering their steps, Father God. So I'm asking you to please take dominion, take back what the devil is trying to steal from us, Father God. He has no place, and we bind him in the name of Jesus, Father God. People losing their life relentlessly, reluctantly, Father God, just for no sense, no mercy is what they're showing, Father God. So I'm asking you to have mercy upon us, Father God. Have mercy upon us, sweet Mary, Mother Jesus. Please have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon the youth, Father God. Have mercy upon them. Show them that there is a way, Father God, that you are love, and that faith without works is dead, Father God. And if they just listen to the voice of you or even a stranger that's trying to guide them the right way. But nowadays, Father God, our children are so caught up and so so messed up that they're just taking their lives, even if you're trying to offer them kind words. So, Father God, we're asking that you bind up the enemy, Father God, and take back that that you have given to us, Father God. We offer all of our youth back to you because we realize we're on borrowed time, Father God, because it is not our lives that matter, but it's what we do for you that matters, Father God. So we're asking you to regain the youth, Father God. Regain their parents, Father God. Teach them, preach to them, hold them, fold them, mold them and scold them when they're wrong, Father God. But nevertheless, please don't let them take their eyes off of you. These things we're praying and asking for you, Father God. The murderers, those that's taken the lives relentlessly and not at the cost of someone else, Father God. For example, Father God, my cousin Devontae, 17 years old, Father God. All he did was snicker because a 45-year-old man was slapped by his wife, and the man, 45 years old, came back and blew my cousin's brains out. Father God, I'm asking you to have mercy upon him. Have mercy upon him, sweet Mary, Mother Jesus. Please have mercy upon him. Please, Father God. We're lost without you. We have no place in society without you, Father God. But we realize that you're King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the great I Am, and you're God all by yourself. But in the midst of the storm, Father God, we will reverence your holy name. We will place no man, woman, boy, or girl before you. The adversary is trying to make us grieve at the loss of loved ones. However, if we lift and exalt your name, Father God, you will prevail in the land once again, Father God. Our youth are lost again, Father God. And I plan on accepting my mission into the Department of Juvenile Justice, Father God, here in the state of Florida, so I can talk to these young people and let them know that they are loved and they do have outreaches and they do have other avenues besides resulting to crime, Father God. All they need to hear is a kind word, Father God, just a kind word. And one person can change 10,000, and I believe that, Father God. And I am willing to make a difference, as is all of these prayer warriors online tonight, Father God. And I thank you for anointing us and pointing us and putting us there so we can bridge the gap for some of these individuals that's lost, some of these youth that don't know what love is and still looking for love in all the wrong places and not knowing and not realizing that if you did not love them, they would not be walking upon this earth that the Lord has given thee. So, Father God, we have a situation where children are trying to raise parents, and parents are actually letting it happen. So it's not the youth that's falling prey. It's the parents that's falling prey. So, Father God, we want to change that P-R-E-Y to P-R-A-Y, Father God. We want to pray, Father God. We want to pray against the adversary and bind him in the name of Jesus, Father God. But we realize that without you, we are nothing, Father God. We are nobody, and we have nothing without you. For the rich, the Lord's, the fullness of the earth belongs to the Lord, Father God, and so does the children of the earth. So, Father God, so from Terra, Latin for earth, I'm asking you, Father God, to please take back what the devil has stolen from us. These things I pray and ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Father God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. I'm going to ask Mother Willette now. Praise God. I'm asking the Lord bless her, whatever else he gives her, but also pray for our leadership right now. It's got a lot of things going on, as Mother Alexander has said, so ask God to direct her on that, and whatever else he's put in her spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father, we come before your presence. Hallelujah, Lord God. We give you praise this afternoon. We give you thanks, Heavenly Father. I love you, Lord God, and I just bless your holy name. I thank you, Lord God, that this is another day that you've created. You have allowed us to come to God together, Heavenly Father, to intercede on behalf of others. And I thank you so much for this opportunity. You said men ought to always pray. And I thank you, Lord God, that your ears are open to our cry even now. I give you praise, for you are the living God, the faithful God, the covenant-keeping God, the merciful God, the loving God. Hallelujah. Your way is so much higher than our way. But I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've given us a response for every situation, Lord God, that we may face. I thank you this evening, Heavenly Father, for these other prayer warriors and the prayers that have already been lifted up. I thank you for those prayers that was lifted up this morning as we walk, Lord God. I thank you for the prayers that have been lifted up throughout the day. I thank you for you are good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that even when we were not even in our mother's womb, you had a plan, a purpose, Lord God, for our lives. And you intended for us to be here for this season, for this dispensation of time. I thank you, hallelujah, for your Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. I thank you for indwelling us with your Holy Ghost. And we're seeking you, Lord God, even for your Holy Ghost, to teach us how we ought to pray and what we need to pray about. God, I thank you, hallelujah, that there's nothing too small that we can come to you on behalf. And as I've heard before, there's so many that stand in the need of prayer, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And according to your word, in the name of Jesus, you said that we should pray for those that are in positions of leadership. Let prayers be made for those in leadership everywhere, oh God. And we lift them up, especially those that are of the household of faith, those that confess Jesus as Lord. We pray, oh God, especially those, Lord God, hallelujah, that are preachers, teachers, evangelists, prophets, Lord God, apostles in the name of Jesus, even those that work in administrative, whatever they do, Lord God, they may be in the office of helps, oh God. We lift up each one of those that are holding a leadership position in the household of faith, oh God. For we realize they need your help, oh God. And you told us to pray for them so that they can live a quiet and peaceful life. And we, Lord God, intercede on their behalf right now. We know that they have opposition coming against them because of who they are. But we thank you, hallelujah, that our Jesus has already told us, in the world you have trouble, but be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world, and if we have Jesus living in us, we are more than conquerors, and we are already overcomers. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that yes, it may be a fight, but we're in a fixed fight. Hallelujah, because we are already victorious. We're already winners. We're already even seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for those ministers, Lord God, those servants of yours, Lord God, who are standing on the wall, oh Lord God, who are still, Lord God, ministering the message that come from thee, oh Lord God. I pray that more ministers, oh God, will seek, Lord God, not just favor of man, oh God, but they will seek to hear your voice with your message that you have for the people. For if you give your servants, oh God, a message, oh Lord God, it comes from you, oh God. When they open up their mouth and declare what your word says, that is you speaking to us, oh God, and we need to adhere, hear your word with every intention to be obedient to your word. Hallelujah, especially if we want to see some results. So we pray, oh God, for the men and women, Lord God, that are your servants that are in positions of leadership, that they will study, oh God, your word. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And they will study to hear the voice of the living God, that they will study to hear what you have to say concerning this time, hallelujah, this hour. Let it not be going back to the drawing board or to the curriculum that they may have because of what a board has said they need to be following, but I pray in the name of Jesus that your word be like fire shut up in their bones, O God, just like Jeremiah, O God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that your word, O God, will begin to stir them, O God, and that as you give them a message that they want, Lord God, be able to go by what the board or the curriculum says, but they go by, hallelujah, what the Holy Ghost says. What he hears, hallelujah, from you, Heavenly Father. We pray, O God, that it will be in their hearts, in their soul, in their tongue, O God, and they will bring forth your message, because I trust, Heavenly Father, that when you give a message, hallelujah, when it comes from you, hallelujah, from the born-again, baptized believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, when they'll speak that word, O God, I believe it will come forth, hallelujah, and it will, Lord God, touch the soul, the mind, and the spirit, O God. It will cause, hallelujah, the spirit of that man to be stirred up on the inner man in the name of Jesus. And it challenges him, it challenges her, oh God, what can I do to do better for the Lord God, hallelujah. So Father God, we're praying, oh God, that you send messages from heaven, oh God. You know what every congregation stand in need of. You know what hour it is. It is the last time, hallelujah, for we're in the last and evil days, hallelujah. But I thank you, Lord, you've not given us, hallelujah, a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And I'm putting remembrance of your words, and be not anxious about anything. In other words, don't worry, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Matthew 7 said, don't worry, hallelujah, about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself, O God. In the name of Jesus, you said, be not anxious about anything, but in everything in the name of Jesus. With prayer and supplication, let our requests be made known unto you, Heavenly Father. With thanksgiving, hallelujah. And then the peace of God, hallelujah, that transcends all understanding. It will, hallelujah, come, hallelujah, and guard our hearts and our minds, hallelujah. Somebody troubling their mind this evening. Somebody's dealing with depression, oh God, oppression, oh God. Somebody's strung out, oh God, and they are, Lord God, battling these addictive spirits, oh God, whether it be whoremongering, whether it be alcoholism, whether it be drugs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we know that Jesus came, hallelujah, to set the captive free. He came to loose them that have been bound, oh God, loose them that are bound by addictions and strongholds, even loose them who have been listening and been deceived by the devil, oh God, trying to get them and convince them that they ought to believe in a lie. Well, God, you put your Holy Ghost on the inside of us, and you've given us the ability to know the difference between the truth and a lie. So, God, we bring down every stronghold, every addictive spirit in the name of Jesus. Every fornicating spirit we cast down in the name of Jesus. We bind up this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your word says, Heavenly Father, in John 14:14, Jesus, you said, whatever we ask you in your name, you'll do it. Hallelujah. And John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying, oh God, for your servants this evening. And we're lifting up the body of Christ everywhere, oh God, the little people and the older people. God, there's so much that's trying to get people attention. These computers, Lord God, these iPads, these phones, oh Lord God, it seems like the children can't turn them loose. But God, we pray that you open up their spirits, oh God, open up their minds, their understanding in the name of Jesus, and let them know that the enemy is trying to set a trap for them. He's trying to keep them off focus, oh God, but help us to remember that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, hallelujah. No man come to the Father but through the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. So we should be seeking you first, the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness, Heavenly Father. And your righteousness, I don't believe that is testing on a cell phone while you're driving down the highway. I think the cell phones are good if you're trying to get a call, Lord God, from someone who's trying to reach them. But God, give them an understanding. Give them a good sound mind to know. If they get a call and they think that they're waiting on an important call, let them pull over to the side of the highway and make sure they're out of the way of other impeded traffic in the name of Jesus. Help us to be wise, hallelujah, in this world today. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you cover the body of Christ with the whole arm of God. I was just reading a little while ago. You said, ask and ye shall receive. Knock and the door be open. Seek and ye shall find. And oh God, we need you like never before. I thank you that as we pray according to your word, that it shall be done, and your word shall not come back void. We thank you that you have given us authority through the power of your Holy Ghost, that we can declare a thing, we can decree it, and it shall be. God, in the name of Jesus, when we line up with what your word says and pray according to your word with expectation that by faith is already done, we just have to learn, hallelujah, how to receive, hallelujah, just like we receive salvation at the confession of our faith, oh God, in Christ Jesus. Let us learn to receive healing, deliverance, in the name of Jesus. And remember, Lord God, those that are caretakers, I lift them up, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. For somebody has been in a condition for so long a time, and we need you, Lord God, to hear this cry in the name of Jesus. Somebody, oh Lord God, has been in paralysis state for a long time. Somebody been troubled in their mind, been oppressed, depressed, bipolar, schizophrenic for a long time. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray in Christ Jesus' name that you speak a word to that unruly spirit and command it to be cast into utter dry places according, hallelujah, to your
glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I bless the Lord for the power of prayer and the anointing and what God is doing tonight. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Is everybody still there? We're going to go ahead and open up for prayer requests because I have several of them tonight. I'm not quite sure how many you all have. And so that way we can cover the ground and make sure that the things that God has given us to pray about. What's happened to Mother? Did she get cut off? She just dropped.
Yeah. I think she got cut off. I think.
Lord have mercy, because that was unusual for that to happen so quick like that.
Yeah.
I see her name up there.
Yeah.
I see the numbers. It dropped.
Thank you.
Give her a minute and see if she come back on. So while she
Lord have
mercy in Jesus' name. Whatever interference we come against now in Jesus' name, come against this prayer. We thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the power that of the prayers that already came forth and what you have already spoken and said. We know that we have the victory and the overcomers triumphant, and that you allow our ears to hear. We bless you that Satan is a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, Father, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
She still hadn't come back on yet, but praise God. But we're going to believe God and receive for what the Lord has already blessed my sister to speak into our hearing and what Mother Alexandra has said, past Evangelist Parker, as well as myself. And now we're going to get ready to put some prayer requests out there that was asking some things, glory to God, that we want to cover tonight concerning some other people. Well, let me just go ahead and pray for one of the things that is for prayer for salvation. Father, we thank you, glory to God, for those ones that are in need of salvation and their hearts, glory to God, are not open to the Lord. We know nothing is too hard for you, so as we stand in the gap and we pray and we intercede and we make, glory to God, ourselves available, you told us to pray without ceasing. So we're believing you that you will deliver them out of the hand of the enemy and out of darkness in the name of you. Give them a mind to want to be saved, regardless of whether it's some, glory to God, substance that the enemy is using, glory to God, to have them pulled away through drugs or alcohol, illicit sex, or is there other situations that occur there through oppression or depression, or whether it's some abuse or whether it's some things, glory to God, that they have done that the enemy making it look like there's no way for them to come to God. God don't love them. God, in your word, says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We come against the lying spirit of the devil that, glory to God, lie to them and make it seem like, glory to God, doesn't love them. Nobody does love them. But God, I'm praying, God, that you will minister to their hearts. God, as we pray and intercede, we are believing their heart's going to change, their mind's going to change, but we need to go even further than that. God, every opportunity that you give us to witness through our life living, most of all the living, not the lip service, but then there are times that we need to witness with our mouth, to speak them to their lives, to glory to God, let them know for our testimony, our lives, or just ministering the word in the name of Jesus. Some, glory to God, because they are hungry or destitute or going through, glory to God, all kinds of abuse through their marriages or abuse, glory to God, as being a child, abuse, glory to God, even in ministry and different things. People have all kinds of abuse they've gone through and going through. Sometimes they, glory to God, seem like they're even raped without being penetrated in that manner. But rape the, glory to God, of just their identity and who they are, and then gave everything they can give and everything through their lives and or share with people, or either being there, glory to God, to give of their substance, or giving their talents, and giving this, that, and the other, and seem like they've been abused even in that, and glory to God, and misunderstood, even when they're trying to do what's right. So, God, every lie that the devil has untold them, everything that they've been through, God, Jesus Christ, have went through everything that we could ever imagine in 100,000 trillion lifetimes, glory to God, to know, glory, he's a healer, he's a deliverer. I'm believing that you're going to reach those hearts. I'm believing that you're going to reach those that are adults and as children in the name of Jesus, because you're using the youth, glory to God, as well as you're using the adults. And the enemy wants to call them out and glory to God and destroy them before they get an opportunity to do what God called them to do. We're believing you for a change of heart and a change of mind. But we're praying for those that are giving their lives to, as a young lady the other night and many others, glory to God. We see a lot of times they come in and give their life, or to give their life back in the adversary war with them and fight with them. God, I'm praying for them to be in a place where they desire to want to, glory, know more of the Lord, or get back in place with God to do what God called them, and let God use their gifts and stay around people that are fired up and that are anointed, that have a determination, glory to God, to live saved and live holy, and to give them encouragement to stand. So God, give them that desire to come out from among those, glory to God, that are contrary, doing things contrary to the will of the Lord, so they can be able to live a life that's pleasing into the Lord. And help us to have patience with those babes and encourage them and build them in the name of Jesus. Mistakes going to be made, but in the meantime, we don't condone them, but show them, glory to God, the light, the way out, and how to be encouraged, and how to be able to stand and let them know the tricks of the enemy and how important it is to stay in the word and hold on to the promises. God, we even pray for some believers, glory to God, that are got caught up, glory to God, and they're kind of in between, glory to God, serving the Lord and serving the world. God, in the name of Jesus, you already told us that we can't serve two masters. We can't eat off two tables. God, I'm praying a conviction, a spirit of repentance, a desire for the love of God. Don't let it wax cold. Let it get to a place, glory to God, a desire to please the Lord be more, glory to God, than it is the desire to please the flesh and the world in the name of you. God, we pray encouragement that they hold on to the promise regardless of their trials, regardless of, glory to God, the challenges, that they still hold on to the word. They hold on with everything in them, no matter what, in the name of Jesus, to know, glory to God, that God is the author them to finish their faith, and they can be able to make it. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, glory to God, that we'll be people that will encourage one another and not be a tongue flasher and, glory to God, a murderer, beating up and beating them down and whatever like that, because we all have some challenges in life. We all have, if God would expose some of the things that go through our mind and some things that we do, we will, glory to God, we'd be in a place where the enemy have us where we don't even want to come back to church and go. But we got to know that God is so merciful. He gives us opportunities, glory to God, for us to get our lives in line with him. And so every day we got to have a repentant heart. We are preachers, apostles, teachers, ministers, all down to the least lay person or whatever. We got to do all the same thing, to seek out the face of God, to stay in a place to keep casting the cares, to be in a place to stand over to God with a repentance and conviction heart. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I bless you today. Help us go out and love on one another. Love God most of all. And love, glory to God, hallelujah, standing on the word, glory to God, and the promise in the name of Jesus. And when we fall, help us to know to keep looking to the hills that come out here. Do it, 1 John 1 and 9. Confess our sins, because you say you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's not your will for any of us to be perished and for to go into hell. It was made for the devil and his angels. But you desire, glory to God, for us to go out and humble ourselves and then let you do the exalting and be in a repentance place and trust you and lean to you and not our own understanding and to let you lead and guide us through the Holy Spirit. God, teach us the more. We got to let the Holy Spirit do his job. For too many times we're grieving him and overriding him. But God, I'm praying that more and more that we are coming out rightful place and we're going to be that light and that example. If you say we lift up you, you'll draw all men, glory to God, to you. And God, that means when they're drawn to you, glory to God, their hearts will be changed. Their heart will be prepared to receive your word and so fall on good ground because we're going to believe you that it's going to be a change in Jesus' name. Whether it be in our family, whether it be, glory to God, in our neighborhood, whether it be, glory to God, hallelujah. Even our enemies, you even told us to pray for them. But God, we got to have the right mindset for one another. Hallelujah, to love on one another so we can graduate to really treating the world like it's supposed to be in love and even in the enemy in the name of Jesus. So we love you today. We appreciate you and we adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing Mother back on board. Whatever the situation, glory to God, we thank God for the power of the anointing, for the prayers that she's already brought forth. In Jesus' name, glory to God. And if there's anything else that God's given her that she didn't finish, we'll give her a couple of minutes with that, and we're going to take these prayer requests. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Mother Willette, I know you got the somewhere the call got terminated, but in the meantime, did you complete everything you believe God placed on your spirit?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I looked up, and the phone was gone. Did I pray? Did y'all hear any of the prayer?
Oh, we heard most of the prayer. And then all of a sudden, it just went dead. And whatever like this.
Yeah,
so
we did.
I gave a couple of minutes. And then after that, I just went on to start praying for those that we need to pray for about salvation. And now we're going to go ahead and take the prayer requests and praise reports because I had a young lady that came in, she works as a manager at the airport in Seattle, Washington, and she called just before prayer time, maybe about 40 minutes before, and asked for prayer for one of the officers there. She did something that was definitely out of order, and she just moved to Seattle from Georgia, and just got an apartment and just got the job and got her sister to come up, and then she delayed share it with me to share so that way we can go ahead and pray. But there's a good possibility she might be terminated, but going through the process, she spoke to a police officer, because they call these officers that are standing, you know, at the airport, that, you know, to do your, when you have to go through the airport lines and whatever. But this particular person spoke to a direct to a police officer, had his children there, and she said, she's young, and the girl said to him, do you shoot unarmed black people? And the children was right there, so that brought on a problem because the children asked the father, "Do you shoot people? Do you kill people, or do you murder people, or whatever like this?" So that brought on. She was reported. And so now she is crying and going through all. We know God can have mercy and whatever like this, and like that. She's just going to have a baby next month, so she put herself in a bad, bad situation. And so we just believe in mercy, but nevertheless, God's will have to be done in the midst. So she asked
a prayer for the young lady and whatever, but she's also the lady that asked for Sister Kelly is a believer too, and she's one of the managers, but it's not in her hands. But in the meantime, she was told her, if you believe in God, or been to church, well, this is the time now to pray to God like you never have before and to cast these cares and these concerns and see what the Lord is going to do. So we're going to pray God's will be done in the midst of it. That's one of the requests. Another request I have is praying, is had my sister over there praying about all these murders and stuff. I just looking at something where this young man had on television, he is 20 years old and killed 4 young men. I don't know if it's in a matter of days or whether it was in a month's time, and buried them. And somewhere I didn't look back at the news, I don't look at it that often to find out what was his purpose. He's only 20 years old, and he done murdered 4 young men in a small span. And glory to God. And then this other young man, he's the house on fire. He's going to run outside and leave this 18-month-old in the fire, blazing fire in the apartment, and whatever like this, because he got a warrant. He has some warrants out on him. So he left the child there to die. But there's so many other different situations, scenarios. And the other thing that I heard a few days ago with this young man and so forth like this, well, I think my daughter was telling me something may have happened just a while back, but it was, it came up, I guess you saw it on the internet, where this young man is a minister, and here it is, he got caught up in a scenario with somebody calling him to a situation where there's some confrontation, and he done turned back around and shot somebody and killed him. And what does that go to God to bring a reproach on the church? And so many other things we're hearing and still yet about foolishness with leaders in stuff that they shouldn't be, and then we're talking about not just somebody, just an associate pastor, young man. We're talking about other ministers and leaders that have been out there for some time and getting their names in the paper for this. So it's a praying time like never before. That's why it's so imperative for us to keep praying for the leaders, praying for the body of Christ, praying glory to God for these hideous, crazy crimes that go on, and so much more than just that. And glory to God, so, and so many other situations. But those are the very things. And also, like I said, keep Sister Erica encouraged and pray for her strength that she continue to build her relationship with the Lord, that she don't go backwards out of all the things that are at the enemy pool, God, because she has such a great gift that God has given her for the body. So those are the things that I have. So I'll take note for anything else anyone else have that they need for prayer tonight, or either any praise report. And also Mother Freeman, because, you know, we've been praying for her, the one that's 90 degrees, so she had the pacemaker in, and the Lord blessed, and listening to her and calling and checking with her and her daughter, and in progress report, she's home, and the Lord's been blessing, and she has to wear that left arm in somewhat of a sling and stuff like this for a couple of weeks, and the Lord blessed that I even talked to her today, and even in the fall, she had some pain, but she's even sleeping somewhat better, and that was part of the prayer, too, in the midst of all of this. So keep Mother Freeman lifted up. She's supposed to go to the doctor on Thursday. And so we thank God for bringing her through that operation, and thank God for the progress that's being made with her as well. And I'm missing somebody. Yeah, no, I think I got it all. That I have somebody else that gave me 2 requests, and I have my book. I wrote it in one morning, and I done looked, and I can't find it. So we just want to believe the Lord for it, and I think Sister Kincaid's on there. She had that request. She can make it tonight. I didn't order the other week. So the lines are open to everybody now. So I'll take those requests if you're ready now.
Okay. Well, Minister BJ, I want to thank and praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened. I must have hit the wrong button when I was putting myself off of mute. I must have hit delete by mistake. But I praise God, and I just love God. I appreciate God because he really loves us, and he will perfect all that concerns and pertains to us. I want to give him praise for, I spoke to my mom this afternoon, praise God, and she was able to say, hey, Willette, you know, I thank and praise God for that, because that tells me God is still, praise God, he answered my prayer, because years ago when my grandmother passed, I asked God, please keep my mom in her right mind. Now, I know some of them other ones were begged to differ, but if you can still call me by name, my name, even if you just singing it, Willette, I love you, I want you to come and stay with me, or whatever, however she does it. Praise God. She's a name. I was able to hear her voice, and I just thank and praise God. I know she talks about she's ready to go home, and I just pray God However you want to work it out, I just don't want her to suffer. She's 87
yes.
years old, and to God be the glory. But God, I finished with her. She's still here, and I'm asking God to give her strength. And I'm mindful of caretakers so much, so I'm thanking and praising God, and I'm asking people to realize how important being a caretaker is for someone who's gotten where they can't do for their own selves anymore. So I'm grateful
yeah.
to God how he still got mother. And listening to my brother, he said, well, Willette, God has really brought her back because, you know, they can look to see where she's been and how far God has brought her back. So I thank and praise God. They may think she may be out of her mind sometime, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do when you got to deal with yahoos all the time. So I
yeah.
just thank and praise God for what he's doing in her life. I want to also thank and praise God. Hallelujah for my son. Hallelujah, and I'm believing God to help him to make better decisions. But I praise God for him because I don't have to listen to him throwing up every day and all night doing anymore.
Oh.
So to God be the glory. And I gave this testimony that he went to the doctor in Charleston at the end of June, and the doctor gave him a clean bill of health. Well, if you stop doing some of them foolish things, you probably, you know, because when God had healed him back, I believe it was back in February, praise God, when he was in ICU, you know, sometimes people go back and do some of the same foolishness. If God delivered you out of it, let it go. And
yes.
we pray and God will build people up and give them strength to say no to the devil in the name of Jesus, because so much stuff is happening because people are weak, and God wants us to
yeah.
pray for those weak in the name of Jesus. But I just praise God for what he's doing. I said I was going to try to get on the road in the next couple of days and go down and, you know, visit with Mama for a couple of days. And I'm going to come on back because I got too many obligations of my own. But still, I just thank and praise God and asking God for favor on that. But I just praise him for what he's doing because he's a mighty God. And I'm seeing, you know, I've been praying God expose these folks that's committing some of these crimes. And I saw on two occasions news reported where they putting in so many of these drug dealers doing, you know, and capturing so many of them. So I'm praying that God will continue to expose the ones who committing crimes, drug trafficking, human trafficking, expose them and lock them up. And they getting caught in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if you ain't going to live right and ain't going to try to do right, and God already know whether you're going to repent or not, you can repent behind bars as far as I'm concerned. That's what this made. You're not going to try to do right. And I thank and praise God. Let them give them mercy while they're in jail, because that's still mercy the way I see it, and grace in Jesus' name. So I just thank and praise God for what he's doing. And I love him because he is perfecting all that pertains to us, and we commit our entire life to him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anyone else?
I bring in Sister Small. Praise the Lord.
Lord.
We got to praise God for her. Sister Small, good report for her.
Oh, you
yesterday.
Say you're praying for her. I thought you were coming on. Okay.
No.
You say you're praying
we
for
give her.
Her.
No, she's not coming on. I'm just giving some good report. I told her
okay,
yesterday I'm calling. But I give some good report. She looked better, and she get up and walk. She's doing good with her walker. So I give a praise report on that. Hallelujah. Thank God for
Amen.
Letting her see that you can push on. You don't have to sit down all the time waiting on God. God says he gave us authority, dominion. While you're waiting, do something. So she
Amen.
Got up today, and she went to the bathroom, walked, come back, and just sit herself down and was real good. So I said, thank God for that.
Amen.
That's a good report from her. Then
Amen. We give God glory
talk,
for that.
In the name of Jesus, thank the Lord. I talked
yes,
to Joyce today.
Yes.
That's the next report for Sister Jenkins, Joyce's mother. She was in
yes.
rehab, and according to Joyce, she's doing much better. So that means when I go to see her again, I know she'll be speaking a little louder. And
yes.
I thank God for giving
Amen.
Her voice. Let she have that strength to let her voice come back again into real sounding. That, you know, since she was in rehab, she usually couldn't speak loud enough or just whispered. But God is blessing because she's doing much better. So
that is
good
report.
And all
Lord.
I can say
that's
is hallelujah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord,
glory
for what you have done for these two sisters in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
I thank God for that.
Praise God for the praise report.
I thank God because I'm here today. This is Joyce, and I'm glad to be in the prayer line today. You know, I'm just hearing, and you know, maybe one day I'll join in. You know, one day I say I would just come and you know just listen.
Bless the Lord. That's a blessing, and we give God praise for you. For the report about your mother through Mother Alexander and the prayers that have been going forth, and thank God for the progress of all that she's been through, and also in keeping you in prayer for you to be strengthened and encouraged in the midst of it. So it's a blessing to have you on tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
I have a praise report if you don't mind, Pastor Hubbard.
Okay.
This is Evangelist Parker.
Yes, ma'am.
Most people are concerned when you say you have lupus. They think it's just something that's just unbearable, that you really can't live with it. But I'm here as a living witness to attest to this fact. My hair was past my hips, and that was braided. It was past my hips. And I cried, and I cried when the doctor said, well, if you want to keep your hair, you can get Rogaine. If you want to go with the method that's going on, you need to cut it. I prayed. I went into my prayer closet. I cried a little, but I prayed and I praised much. So despite the tears, the glorification of the Lord was still upon me. So with this in mind, I 4 days ago, I received the Holy Ghost. It was so strong upon me, I thought I was having a heart attack. I said, oh, God, this is good. You know, so I laid down on the bed. I humbled myself because the spirit was such a sweet spirit. And once I was listening to you just keep on blessing me over and over again, I took a pair of Crayola scissors, and I started cutting. I started cutting my hair. So in the midst of all of this, the tears, the frustration, the anguish, and losing lumps and clumps of hair, I met a young lady by the name of Miss J. She said, I tell you what, I read about her, you know, I didn't read about her organization. I just read about her and stumbled upon her going someplace to eat. To make a long story short, I went to her beauty shop. She had this flyer called All Dolled Up. And I said, what is this? She said, well, I make wigs and I sew in hair for ages 4 years old to 40 years old for cancer patients or anybody who loses their hair for medical reasons. She said, and I do this as a charity. I make their wigs and everything for them. And so I tell you what, I've got 14 inches of hair at home. Would you like it? I said, it's a big towel full of hair. Would you like it? She said, I would love
my
it.
Lord.
So I went in, and in turn, she did my hair, which made me feel beautiful inside because I thought, and I know the Bible speaks of glorification of the hair, saying the hair is a covering, and it symbolizes the strength and the length of time in the relationship that you've had with your father. And this is true. But when I had my talk with God, he told me, you are living my legacy when you're giving that hair away to people less fortunate than yourself. And I was so content. And then my tears of sorrow immediately turned to tears of joy. Because she said, I'm going to take pictures of these young ladies as they sport your hair. And I was like, oh, my God, it touched my soul. It touched my spirit. Because my sister, nobody has ever seen me with short hair. It's so short. When I walked out of the beauty shop, the wind blew on my neck, and I thought somebody touched me. So I turned around like, but it was King Jesus, and it was the Spirit telling me, good, well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. Because I never would have thought my hair that was past my hips, that I had to wrap around my neck twice to actually sit down and use the bathroom, would ever have to be relinquished. But I thank God. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it again because it was God's request.
He loaned it to me, and I gave it back to him.
And my Lord, what a blessing. What a blessing. Now, that is a praise report, and still having the joy of the Lord and had to go through that little crisis, but then in the midst of your sacrifice, blessing somebody else. So as you come through this trial, God's going to bless and restore. But in the meantime, thank God for your encouragement, your courage, and glory to God, believing God for divine healing. That was the other name that I had there was on the paper and it slipped over, and that was your name for God to touch your body. But praise God, the Lord bless you. I already got a testimony along with it, so we believe in God. Praise God. What a report. Praise God. Are there any more before we start praying? Any more any praise reports or either prayer requests, and then we're going to go ahead and pray. Well, Father, I do bless you tonight and do thank you, Lord, for my sister. I'll take this one for Evangelist Parker. We thank you for that divine praise report that came forth. God, even in the midst, glory to God, of that challenge, God, you still got glory out of it. Thank you for her mindset and a heart after you. And glory to God, giving you praise and glory. And so, God, I ask you to touch her body as we've come in agreement with the prayers that already went forth, and even the prayer now for you to continue to touch her body, bring about divine healing. She has an assignment on her life for a call, glory to God, to evangelize, to teach, to preach, or whatever it is. We come against any of devices of the enemy to try to hinder in the name of Jesus. We know your words that by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word to heal. But God, I'm praying you continue to give her the strength. But Lord, God bless, and let this thing come to a final end of whatever, glory to God, that's going on, whatever challenge in our body, that God, your divine power of your anointing, of your word, will bring it through and bring it out with a grand, even greater testimony of what your goodness and mercy is. God, we pray you continue to bless in every area of her life, blessing her family, her husband, her children, and whatever ever endeavors, glory to God, that she's facing in the name of Jesus. We just bless you for in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Well, God, we do thank you again for the praise report from Mother Alexander and for Mother Willett, glory to God, about the mother, the son, and Lord, for Mother Smalls, and the praise report again, glory to God, for Joyce's mother, Sister Jenkins. God, for the dynamic move of God, for what you took her through with all these different operations and various things that her body been challenged with and still bringing her through. God, we thank you for even the hearing that her voice is getting stronger. God, we notice nobody but you, because only you did this divine thing. You used doctors, and we thank God for the power of prayer, but it was the hand of God that touched her body. And so we give you glory, praying that she continues to be strengthened, that it's going to be a praise report. She's coming out of rehab. We're going to be stronger than ever, testifying more of the goodness of the Lord. We pray for Joyce, too, God, that's been standing there, been praying, and been watching her mother through this and praying through it and standing over to God. And Mother Alexander standing with her, Mother Willette, and whoever else, and we pray. God, we just bless you for her, that you continue to bless her, to be encouraged too. God, don't allow the enemy to come against her body through being there different times and being there, glory to God, for a mother. Violence of every satanic and demonic force that will try to come against her health for slipping the door through the back door. We pray that she'll be encouraged. Keep speaking the word. Keep standing on the promise. We thank you, Lord God, for that we should live and not die, declare the words of the Lord. Thank you for raising your service up in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless Mother Smalls in a special way. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing Mother Willett's mother and that trip that she's getting ready to make to go out of town. Glory to God, when that time comes, we're praying everything be in order, all her endeavors and what she needs for financial-wise, being there to be a mother, praying, glory to God, be even a good report on that end, praying that continue to bless her son, that he'll draw nigh to the Lord and yield himself even more totally over to the Lord. Thank God for the progress, but we believe in, glory to God, for some supernatural things to come, glory to God, from his life in the name of Jesus, and bless her daughter too and strengthen her in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to ask Mother Willette and Mother Alexander, would you all pray? One of you take the situation, Mother Willette, you take the situation with this young lady, her name, oh gosh, how do you say her name? It's spelled K-E-V-C-I-A, Kavia, something she told me, some I don't know, but that's if you want to say Sister K, I mean not Sister K, but Lady K, whatever her name is. To pray for her under her dilemma, the situation is being pregnant, getting ready to deliver her child next month, but she done put herself in a dilemma at the working for the airport as an officer there, and some things that she said that could that's really derogatory, that's causing problems, where she may get to terminate any day now. So we're praying God's will be done in the midst of that situation, and also pray for the young lady that asked for the prayer request for her, Sister Kelly. She's been dealing with strep throat now for almost 10 days, and now the medicine is at the end, and she got to go right back again because they got some virus with strep throat and some other kind of something virus that's going on. So we're praying for her healing. So that this lady Kay, that's the situation going on at the airport, and Sister Kelly. Mother Alexander, if you would pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman, she continued healing about the tastemaker, and for Erica, the one that just gave her life to the Lord the other night, then we bless the Lord because we already uncovered the prop about the praying against the demonic forces, and we'll keep those prayers going forth and think what we were talking about with all the murder, because some of that was already even in some of the prayers that went tonight. So if you will take Mother Freeman and take the situation with Erica, continually blessing a yoke being destroyed or something that she has going on in her life right now, that she be free. And we'll be finished for tonight. Now let another prayer request come up, and then we're just going to give God glory. Amen. So Mother Willette.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Oh, Mother, we let them drop down.
Are we praying
okay,
for
Mother,
Erica?
Go ahead, Mother, we let them drop off because I don't see her name.
The phone must be gone out again. Oh, Lord God, we pray for this young lady, Erica, in the name of Jesus. Father, you see and you know all things, Heavenly Father. Lord, you gave us authority, dominion, and power to bind these works of the adversary. Lord, whatever it is with this young lady, Lord God, we bring it before you, Heavenly Father, and we put it in your hands. And Lord God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch our heart, Lord, and touch our lifestyle, Lord God. Lord, let your will be done in this situation. Because according to the promises, Lord God, you said cast all cares on you, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we know that you are a deliverer, and we know you can deliver. We know you are a great deliverer. So we cast in every cares on you, and we claim in victory in this situation, Lord God, because you gave us power and authority over the works of the enemy. So, Father God, we thank you right now that whatever is going on with this young lady, Lord God, we put it in your hands, Father God, and we claim victory in our life, Lord God, a turnaround in our life, Lord God, that she will stand boldly and claim the victory that she knows she had in you, Lord God. Because according to the promises, Lord God, you said you'll never fail us, you'll never forsake us. And Lord, here we bring her before you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for a change for the better in the mighty name of Jesus. These things we ask for Erica, Lord God, that your will must be done, Lord, a change in our, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And for Sister Freeman, Lord God, Lord, you're a heart fixer and a heart regulator. We know that, Lord God, that Sister Freeman, you see it all, Lord God. All we know is what she said to us, but you feel and you see everything that's going on in our. So, Lord God, I bring her before you, Lord, and I ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, let your will be done in this situation right now, Lord God. Because, Father, you know more than anyone lay ahead for each and every one of us. And, Lord God, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to renew, Lord, establish, Lord, because, Lord, it's only you know. So all we can do right now is come before you, stand in the gap, and put it in your hands, Heavenly Father, and ask you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to touch the sister, Lord God. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mother,
then I'm back online. So go ahead. You go ahead and pray for those other two people then, Mother.
Yes, ma'am. I'll tell you, my phone had said it was out of range. I apologize for that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just love you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, and I praise your name. I thank you, Lord God, that you told us, hallelujah, to have faith according to your word, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In Mark 11, verse 22, Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he says will be done, he shall have whatever he says. And Jesus says in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So I thank you, Lord, for your word, and I thank you for John 14 and 14, where Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then John, hallelujah, the 15th chapter, verse 7, it said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. So, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, according to your good word, you're the creator, hallelujah, of all of us. Thank you for your word, that you've given us a word. And we lift up this young lady who worked at the airport. I will call her Lady Kazee or Kay. Lord God, you know, hallelujah, what took place. Lord God, you knew what words were saying. And sometimes, Lord God, we have to be mindful of what we say, oh God. We need wisdom. So I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you already know about the situation, but we're going to ask you for a special favor, oh God, that you will show mercy and grace. We pray, oh God, that you give her opportunity, time to think about what was said and let her remember, Lord God, to seek you first, even in words that we need to say and think. You said for us to think, hallelujah, before we even speak, hallelujah. Be slow to speak, hallelujah, quick to hear, in the name of Jesus. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you will show mercy and grace for Lady K in the name of Jesus. I pray that she is born again and that she knows who you are. And sometimes we get quick at the mouth and say something because the enemy is trying to find a way to accuse us and get us in trouble on every hand. So we cancel every assignment that the enemy meant for evil for her. For Father God, we're praying a special blessings that you will, Lord God, see fit for the judge to have mercy. And so she will not have any trouble or anxiety over her being pregnant. I know that's a tough time if she only has one more month, but I pray that you give a favor with a pregnancy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you give a favor with this situation and give her grace and mercy, oh God, and bring her out of this. And God, I pray that if there's a lesson to be learned by all concerned, that the lesson gets learned and that, Lord God, you release and let them release her in the name of Jesus. And I pray for a job also, Lord God. I pray for grace and mercy. If she's still going to be there, Lord God, if you see fit for that, we don't want her to be suffering, especially bring a child in the world. A child going to need provision. So, Lord God, we know that your people need a job and the enemy try to keep people down and out. So we cancel the assignment that the enemy had toward her, and we pray, oh God, for grace, mercy, and favor in her life and her child's in the name of Jesus and her job. And then, God, we lift up Sister Kelly in the name of Jesus. We, Lord God, dispatch the power of the word to release the virtuous power of God in air in her bloodstream and let it take life. Let it take strength. Let it take healing to every rebellious cell in her body. We thank you, Lord God, for healing up the infection. Even as we speak, we dispatch your word, and we speak that it shall not come back void, but it shall accomplish what we sent it out, because we sent it out by the authority of the living God. You said, Jesus, whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Whatever we ask in your name, you'll do it because you want our joy to be full. So we pray for our healing. If there's any underlying medical condition, we pray for supernatural release of the power of God's word to go forth and release healing in our body, in every cell. We cancel every assignment for sickness and disease because healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So by Jesus' stripes, I thank you in advance for Sister Kelly's total healing in Jesus' name. So we rebuke these rebellious cells that don't want to line up to good health in the name of Jesus. If there was the antibiotics did not work, if she needs antibiotics, Lord God, let her get the appropriate antibiotics for that particular situation if needed. If not, Lord God, then our expectation is from you, because you said whatever we ask you in Jesus' name, you'll do it. Lord, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. We commit these prayers to you in the righteous and holy name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And this was her last day on this particular antibiotic, either coming up tomorrow. And so the Lord blessed today. Normally she's going to get favored like this, but the Lord blessed and prayed earlier when she had called in. So the Lord blessed that she's going to be able to see her primary doctor. Usually get so busy and wasn't going to be there but a half a day. And when she called in, they rearranged the schedule so she can be there. And plus, she's going to be off. And normally she can't, when they're busy at the airport, she can't get off, but somebody else wasn't taking a trip, and then they got switched so she can be able to be also. God was doing some things behind the scenes. So we thank the Lord. Thank God for all the prayers that went forth. We pray glory to God for his sister, Elder Kincaid, that's on the phone and whatever like this, didn't say anything with her brother and so forth. The Lord has blessed and favored the prayers we've been praying for so that he will be able to have this transplant done. So we're believing in the Lord now, just waiting for the day where they'll be able to. They just came from Duke the other day. And so they're just believing now for the day when he can go ahead and start the procedure. And they'll be away for about 3 weeks, I think she said, about that and more. So we plan that he'll go through this procedure fine and come back out. The Lord glorified, being glorified. He got a lot of things he has to go through with it. But even the tests he just did just the other day, he did well. So we pray for them, praying for their travel, praying God bless. Pray for the financial blessings. Pray for encouragement to her as she's been a caretaker for him. And we just pray God continue to strengthen her body, keep her whole and healed while the procedure is going on. There won't be no attacks on her as well. We thank God for the prayer warriors and the team like Mother Willetta came on, and almost something happened with her phone because all three went off at the same time, Mother Willetta, and then the other call dropped and one other call dropped. So one might have been a coincidence, but the other one I'm a little concerned. But, Father, we just pray, God, all is well with Mother McCormick and her family, everything is well. Pray for all the prayer warriors. Pray for, glory to God, and not only them, but their families. Pray, glory to God, for the financial, for the health, the wholeness. Pray for joy. Pray for peace. Pray for continued strong desire to fulfill the will of the Lord. Pray, glory to God, that you will meet their every need and desires of their heart as they continue to be faithful. Do something exceedingly abundantly above more than you can think or ask. Glory to God, through their faithfulness. We're just blessing you, God, for all that you do, even the ones that have been on and haven't been on, or even, glory to God, Pastor Bird in her transition to Florida. She got end of the month, and she'll be making that transition down there. Praise God, the house not sold yet, but still yet, she's believing by faith and excited still yet to move and to do what thus said the Lord. So we pray God continue to bless, move on her behalf. We just thank the Lord for all that he's done. Pray for a hedge of gear of protection and blood covering over us, our children, our children's children, our seed, and where all those possessions and everything that God has given us through ministry and through those even physical things that he's blessing our possession. That we bind up the thief that he will come in to rob or cause a distraction. Bind up the forces of the enemy coming through storms to bring destruction. We're praying, God, for your shield and protection in that area, too. And we just love you today, God. We thank you a little more and more that we'll be people that will be standing on your promise, being committed, dedicated, submitted in obedience to what your word is saying. Help us, glory to God, to stand strong in spite of the opposition, that our eyes will be fixed on you and on the promises of the Lord, that you'll bring us through and bring us out, and this too shall pass. We bless you tonight. In Jesus' name we do pray, and God, we give you glory. Amen and amen. So if there's nothing else being said, we'll look forward to on the fourth Sunday, praise God, for Evangelist Noel, as well as myself, will be those ones that bring the bread of life for that night. Praise God, and I will be making some calls so that we can get the next two Sundays set up so that way we can have to keep it rolling and pray over to God for those endeavors of those things that God had before the Lord. Pray for Mother Alexander, too, the first of month she'll be speaking at her church anniversary, and praying God bless and use it greatly and stir those gifts in her as well. So we just pray, Lord, to God, that we keep each other lifted up before the Lord, and those things that God has given us with other people, that we'll keep those things in prayer. And we're going to pray that soon we'll hear the praise report for Sister Cheryl, evangelist, that she's in her place, and the peace of God be with her and her daughter. So if there's nothing else, we speak, Lord, with you. God blessings upon you, and we're going to say shalom and good night.
Amen. Shalom. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom. Powerful prayer tonight. We thank God for you all. We love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you now.
We love you. Good night. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Before this is praise. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus.